It's a book with some personal things, speaking to specific people and thanking them and so forth. That happens at the end of this chapter and on into the 16th chapter. But this particular passage, remember we looked at 1 through 3 last week, how the Bible says we're not to please ourselves. We are here to serve the Lord and we're here to serve others. And then he talks about hope here in chapter 15, beautiful passage beginning in verse 4. He says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." So I'm going to take my title from that last verse, Abound in Hope. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word and the privilege to look into it together this evening. Teach us through it, guide us, and lift yourself up through this time. We pray, Lord, that it will be all about you and your precious word, and that we'll open our hearts to hear from you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So written, there, verse 4, whatsoever things were written aforetime, here is referring to the Old Testament. And he says that through the written word of God, we can gain a lot of wonderful things as God's children. And the first thing we find there is patience. That we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, are we learning the Word of God? The Bible commands us to study it, amen, and to learn it and to become students of His Word. But God says that as we go to the written Word, and I love that He used the words written there in verse 4, we will develop more patience. If you go back to chapter 5, we'll see where He talked about how He also uses tribulation to work patience. Romans chapter 5, verse 3, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." So one of the things that God can develop in our lives as we are students of His written word, and as we are learning, as it says there in verse 4, is patience. We're told in Hebrews 12, 1, to run with patience the race that is set before us. So God wants us to be patient. And of course, that's not a natural thing for us fallen creatures. We are impatient. But God says that as we study His written word, as we continue to learn it, we will also learn to be more patient. And then He mentions in verse 4, comfort. And we all need more comfort. Remember, the Holy Ghost, one of His names is the Comforter. In John chapter 14, John chapter 16, Jesus referred to Him as the Comforter. And He came to bring that to God's children. Go to Acts chapter 9 and we'll see this, verse 31. Acts chapter 9, verse 31, we'll see this in the disciples, in their ministry, in the early church. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. It says, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and then the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." So notice it says the comfort of the Holy Ghost. As we go through life, which is going to bring trials and tribulations, God is there to give us comfort as we continue, verse 4, learning His written word. That we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures. So again, we find the power of the Scriptures in our lives to bring patience and comfort. That word Scriptures is a word that God uses in the Old and the New Testament to refer to His preserved and perfect Word. And He promises that if we will, as it says there in verse 4, learn it, and if we will be in it, we can find patience, comfort, and verse 4, look at the third one, hope. Hope. Praise God for the hope of the Christian. Amen. The hope of heaven, the hope of the return of Jesus Christ. We read this in Titus chapter 1, if you want to turn there quickly. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. But God has promised the Christian a beautiful hope. Titus chapter 1 verse 2, it says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Amen. And so through the Scriptures, we will develop patience. Through the Scriptures, we will find the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Through the Scriptures, we find hope. Notice Titus chapter 2 and verse 13 while you're in Titus. Looking, it says, for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So our hope is that Jesus is coming back and that we will spend forever with Him. And we, through the written Scriptures, as we learn them, will find patience, comfort, and praise God, we will find hope. But that's not all. God talks here in verse 5 about the need to be like-minded. In verse 6, He says that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. Verse 7, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. And so we find, fourthly, that through the Scriptures, we also find how to love one another biblically. How to be like-minded, how to receive one another, which means to welcome, to be hospitable, to be caring and loving. And that is what we're supposed to be, is loving children of God. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and we'll see this. And God says that through the Scriptures that He's written down for us, we can find the patience and the comfort and the hope, but also the love that we are to show to one another. Notice Romans 5, 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And we won't turn there, but at any time you can look at 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 4. Both of those chapters are all about love. The love that we are to have one for another. And God says that through the Scriptures we will learn to biblically love one another. Jesus said, right, a new commandment I give unto you, John 13, verse 34. That you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. And then over in Romans 15, if you want to turn there, just one chapter over, we're already in 15, verse 14. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another. So through the Scriptures, we find patience. Through the Scriptures, we find comfort and hope. Through the Scriptures, we learn to love one another. And then He says in verse 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy. Joy. One of the things that gets us through life, amen, is the joy of the Lord. Where do we find this joy? Well, we find it in the Scriptures. The Bible teaches that the Scriptures give us joy. Notice in Psalm 16, verse 11, but we could look at so many Scriptures on this topic. But Psalm 16 and verse 11, it says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You and I are commanded to rejoice evermore, to rejoice in the Lord always. And God says that the God of hope will fill us with joy. But the context is back to verse 4. The written word of God, the scriptures, is where we find the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then he finishes there in verse 13 and talks about peace. As you know, this is not talking about world peace. It's talking about peace in our hearts that comes from none other than the Word of God. Look at Psalm 119, verse 165, and we'll see this. And so this passage is about the beautiful things that God will do in our Christian walk through His written scriptures. That we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. So patience, comfort, hope, love, and joy, and peace. Notice Psalm 119, 165. Did I not give you that second number? I'm sorry. Longest chapter in the Bible. 119, 165. Look what it says. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I love that verse. Great peace have they which love thy law. Jesus promised peace. Go to John 14, 27, and we'll see this. John 14, verse 27. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He says, I'm bringing you a different kind of peace, not the kind of peace that you can get from the world, but my peace. And of course, we read about that in Philippians 4, don't we? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Philippians 4, 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so God promised, and the context is still verse 4, whatsoever things were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. So there's patience, there's comfort, there's hope. Then he talks about loving one another scripturally, talks about the joy of the Lord here in verse 13, and, of course, the peace. All of this comes from God's Word, and notice he wraps it up in verse 13 by saying that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I love that. Every Christian should be abounding in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. If they aren't, it's not the Holy Ghost's fault, is it? Since He is God and has infinite power available, it's our problem that we are not in His Word. We are not leaning on the Holy Spirit and letting Him lead us and letting Him control our lives. If we aren't abounding in hope, it's something wrong in our hearts, because we all should be. Because we've been given it all here. Amen. He's written it all down for us. And we have the most blessed hope, eternity with our Creator in paradise. There could be no greater thing that our Creator could offer us but to spend forever with Him in a sinless, wonderful, peaceful place. And so this passage is all about abounding in the hope that comes from this precious book, as he mentions in verse 4, written. And as he says, scriptures, there in verse 4, we can find patience, comfort, we can find hope, we can find, again, how to love one another as he commands us to, and of course, the joy of the Lord and the peace of God that passes all understanding. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, as we study the Word of God, we should be abounding in hope. We can find everything that we need: long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We already talked about love, joy, and peace. But we can find all of that as we are in the Scriptures. Learning the Scriptures, we can be abounding in the hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And that is the kind of life God wants us to live. A life filled with hope. Not anger, not depression, but hope. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word that you've given to us and written down for us, Lord, and through it. As we learn it, we see that so much can happen in our Christian walk through the power of the Holy Ghost. And I pray, Lord, that this would be how we live our lives in your word and leaning on the Holy Spirit, that he might control us and that we might abound in hope, have that joy and that peace and that the comfort and the love that you want us to have. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word and for speaking to us from it tonight. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray.